Blog Talk Radio. This is Melanated.
The Divine Planet of the Asian Talk Show, brought to you by the sons and daughters of the Asiatic Nation.
Let your light shine, time to bring sight to the blind. Asiatic nation, plan of the ages, is so divine. Giving the open letter, words from the metal letter. Original teaching from my true predecessors. Here to teach the who, what, when, where and why. Who you are, what you doing, where you going and why. Bringing wisdom to the victim of society's lies. Take them shades off your face, play it, open your eyes.
This is Melanated Music. This is
Hey Young God, Mother of the Universe. You are Mother of the Universe. Hey Young Star, Mother of the Universe. You are the Mother of the Universe.
Old Testament and find the Hebrew behind it. for the New Testament, find the Greek behind it. Now, when we look up Jehovah, for Hebrew, we find it composed of two words, Jah and Hovah. So you look up Hovah, and it points you to Hava, has these little numbers, and it lists, it says Hava. And it says something like to be. It says existence. And then it says Hava underneath, spelled exactly the same, pronounced exactly the same. And then it says C408 or whatever the number is. So you go and you look up 408 or whatever that number is. And then it says exactly like 2065. Now most people will stop there. But if you take it all the way and look at all those numbers, you find that it means, this Hava, it means perversity, naughtiness, all kinds of very negative things, and then it ends with saying very wickedness. So when you say Jehovah, what you are in essence are doing, you're saying let very wickedness be. In other words, you are pronouncing a curse.
The hand of Allah was upon me and carried me out in the spirit, and she set me down in the midst of the valley which is full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And she said unto me, Moslem, can these bones live? And I answered, only thou knowest, Allah. And again she said unto me, prophesy these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Allah. Thus said the Lord Allah unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring flesh upon you, and then cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am Allah.
We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on
this valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
I shall fear no evil. Fear no people. Walk with a big stick, stuntin', Knievel. Bark louder than you by your front. Deceive ya. So I'ma take everything. Divorce, I'ma leave ya. Did he do everything he need to? So protective, I will bleed you and lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. That's how we do. Praise the Most High, baby, there's no equal. Rebirth, reincarnation, is there a sequel? There's gotta be more than life. Who gon' teach you? Rewinds are even more than words. We gon' reach you. To power, even more than scars. We gon' leak you. Break through all these bars. We gon' creep through and find another being higher than Mars to speak to. We find a being even higher than Mars. We find a being even higher than Mars.
You in the valley of the dry bones. And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
The valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
The valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
The valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
See, I'm a Muslim, and I give life to the lifeless. I jot down the deeds of the righteous, from Aries to Pisces, to remedy the vices, from Aset to Isis. Your bishops come to me when they want to know who Christ is. Life is a verb, which is the state of being. Raharu, the eye, all seeing, conquering demons in the earth realm, awakening and sleeping, the creeping now exposed. Now you know that smell that streams from your nose. The alibis and lies, they die. No surprise when the real God decides to rise, to recognize vibrations. Me and my empress, we build nations. Instead of running from the challenges, we embrace it. Conquering your lower self with your gifts. Knowing the word devil spelled backwards is live. Higher consciousness, high frequency. Look at it holistically, 360. Holistically, 360.
You in the valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe
you
on ya.
You in the valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. 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 We gon' breathe on ya.
The valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
It's done. I guarantee. If you only stop and try to fathom something hide, it won't be the sun. I'm second to none. I speak on my own behalf. Got Lance Armstrong tendencies. I don't be last. Don't speak to me about another. That's irrelevant, chat. I'll be big
bigger than a giraffe on an elephant's back. It's bad enough, my lyrics alone corrupting your brain. Aggressive as vampires after jugular veins. Study the game, you tell anybody who's asking. I spit with Pac's hunger, but with Kanye's passion. Enormous punch lines, cross rictus. Just when you think you got your best hitters, I switch styles like pitchers. So I'm in the back of whips, comfortable as an Amtrak. Because my venomous flow is deadly as anthrax. Believe it, I ran track. That give your man's gap tighter than virgin vagina, and he is a ram rap.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
You in the valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
You in the valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
You in the valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
Solemnly swear to go in from the start. Put that on everything with my hand on my heart. These dry bones are gold as your favorite rapper's rusty rap. I'm advanced, state of the art, in fact. I want more than Mandy and Demi. No novice route to the site. Lost my easy button, plus I ran out of guineas. Dead broke, went the hard way with a pity. Wrote this with the spirit of all poets within me. It's right back from when Noah's Ark is all rise from the darkness. The fist out the cage, and I'm coming for your neck. A dog pissing, got a leg up on all of y'all. Either way, I'm heading shoulders above the rest. Get medieval for a sec, and it's all what they cop. Afterwards, I'm finding the drunk is the prop, then it's all what they cop. Drink up after I get out. It's a party, Mardi Gras. I made a funny, hardy heart, kill him softly, bring him back to life.
We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
The valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe. Yeah. We gon' breathe on ya.
The valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
The valley of the dry bones.
And we gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya. We gon' breathe on ya.
Greetings, greetings. We are back once again. It's your brother Asaru Ray L. And let me bring in brother Marku. Peace, God. Brother Marku, you there?
Peace.
Can you hear him?
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yep. I can hear you.
Beautiful.
What's going on with you, brother?
Beautiful. The sun, moon, and stars as usual. The sun, moon, and stars are constantly going round, whether we pay attention to them or not.
Right.
I would like to say thank you for this opportunity. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to thank all the ancestors to the east. Ashe. I'd like to thank all the ancestors to the south. Ashe. I'd like to thank all the ancestors to the west. Ashe. I'd like to say thank you and respect to the all of the ancestors in the north.
Ashe.
For this opportunity to speak sun sign Sundays. Peace and love to everybody. Peace to the galaxy. You know, and this is the first episode of the rest of our lives for Sun Sign Sunday.
Right.
Now, I want to share this on this Sun Sign Sundays in a respectable and responsible fashion. It's a responsibility. During this call where I'm at, the signs Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces are going to be significant from my point of view. So I project my being to the four corners in that fashion. Right now, Capricorn is rising, and I would like to speak a little bit about what sun sign astrology is as far as the public is concerned. Capricorn is the sign of the public, our public image. I want to let everyone know that sun sign astrology, from my point of view, when I started sun sign astrology, or before I knew about this or remembered it, I'd look in the back of the newspaper and go to the entertainment section of the newspaper. And in the entertainment section of the newspaper, you have from Aries through Pisces. It'll tell you a little bit about yourself, or tell you a little bit about that sun sign, and it says for entertainment purposes only. Some of us resonated with the information. Some of us did not resonate with the information. I'm here to say that that information was a gen reality, and it was for entertainment, and the information that you resonated with was a stab in the dark that the entertainment was making to delineate or describe the nature in which you live, according to
that's why I call
heaven
a horror scope. How they do it?
Well, actually, that's accurate, because we do horoscopes as well, and that's good. I'm glad you brought that up, because horo comes from Horus, like horizon, and it stands for the sun, the hourly view. Horus, which is the sun symbolically, is the time teller or the time giver, in that it's a apparent path from in the course of a day. There's a measurements, a halfway point. We can divide the day through that. So we call it a horoscope, is a view. So it's an hourly view. However, a sun sign, a general sun sign reading for entertainment in the back of the newspaper is not a horoscope, sadly to say. And that would be part of the entertainment, in that it's sharing information with you in a twisted type of way. I'm here to share with everyone in the galaxy that you are more than just your sun sign or the sun sign. Through ancient times, the sun has been a well-respected and acknowledged entity in which we, you know, like I said, for one, construct, we can proportion the day. It's something that is set for our four major seasons that we experience without fail. Now, that is something that's not for entertainment, and it's something that we actually follow when we go to work and go to school. You know, parents tell us to do something, have the car back at a certain time, a date that you have with a partner, when you have your child. All of this falls within a certain time, an hourly view or a view of hour. Okay? So what they said for entertainment purposes and then calling it horoscopes is very misleading on the behalf of those who actually put that information out there in that fashion. It's done a lot of damage to people in their comprehension about the science of astrology. It's brought a lot of confusion to people who look at horoscopes and what a horoscope is and how to actually calculate an hourly view. I would like to share that if you turn your newspaper to the weather portion of the newspaper, you will find a weekly forecast that's not for entertainment purposes. You'll see a weekly forecast. It'll tell you the temperature of the sun. It will tell you the time the sun rises. It'll tell you the time the sun sets. It'll tell you the time that the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn rise and set to the minute. That's not in the entertainment portion of the newspaper. However, many of us never looked at that. We only looked at the entertainment portion. And we see that the planets are different from the signs, and so there's no bridge, if you will, that connects the two. And I'm using the newspaper because it's something that's used in the public, and I'm in alignment with the universe from my point and perspective and view, in that the public image of the sun sign astrology is now being resurrected by your brother Marku Amun. And I'm building a bridge in that there's more investigation that one shall do in comprehending the nature of astrology and how it works and its techniques and its fashion that no man has created, that is created by nature itself and the creative forces, the Most High, whatever positive vibration or higher vibration you'd like to attach to the Creator, which we all share. I would like to say that an hourly view, from my point of view, is based when one goes in and recognizes how to tell time by the sun. There's an importance of worshiping. When we look at the etymology of the word worship, it actually means observant. And if you go anywhere on the planet, you'll see stone structures, whether they be pyramids or Stonehenge or the Aztecs or any structure, in alignment with the heavens and this clock, if you will. That gives us our seasons, our 12 o'clock and such. Now, when each of us are born, we are born at a specific time. So if you turn to the entertainment section and you have a party for Pisces and there's 12 of you there and you read the entertainment section of the paper, some of you might say yeah, some of you might say no, because that's a generality. All of you, all 12 of them, possibly born at different times, you know, possibly born at different, there might be some March Pisces, there might be some February Pisces. This would push one earlier as a Pisces or later as a Pisces. That makes a difference. Are you a younger fish or are you an older fish? That would make it more specific, and a need to specify an area in order for it to be aligned and give you information based on your individual self. So I just want to share that in this conversation, this phone call, this first Sun Sign Sundays, and I really would like to have a rapport. I would like to feed the people with information. I would like them, because all the time when I listen to radio shows, I usually hear someone talking and going in, and I can do that. I can go for days. But really, responsibly, Capricorn is rising from my point of view. So as I project, it says to me, open the floor for questions at this time as we go into this sun sign observant. You see, we can go. Before we go there, I just want to let everyone know that you can slightly see the importance of the sun signs and it not being entertainment when it comes to holy days or holidays. We have the spring equinox right around that time. We have Easter. We have the summer solstice right around that time. We have the 4th of July. We have the fall equinox right around that time. We have Halloween and the recognition of death. And the winter solstice, one of the most important ones, where most Americans spend their money, or the money, is at Christmas. So there's four markers in the course of the year when it comes to holy days, which they're for entertainment and sharing with family, but they're specific in that they happen around the same time every year, which brings them to be of significant importance, and it puts them in the weather portion of the paper, or it makes them of extreme importance. We plan our years, how we work, our vacations, based on these things. And so when we recognize the importance of that, we look closer and take the time, which is Capricorn, to look and see the structure, which is of the rocks or the pyramid or any of these structures. We can recognize that it's doing a specific worship or observance, because worship, etymologically, is observance, to observe, to worship, to observe a thing. So I wanted to share that basic. I have my notes here. Bear with me. I placed my notes here somewhere. And I'm getting ready to open up the line and share a little bit. For any questions, comments, and I'm looking for them. And we're gonna communicate and talk about this. And if there's no one else that has a question or comment, then we'll move on and we'll proceed. I had a book, but that's peace. Let me that is the esteemed book. Let's see. First, we have to see if there's any hand up. Let me check and see here. Are there any hands up? Brother Saru, are you there? That's fine.
Yeah, God. There are no hands up.
There's no hands up? Okay, perfectly.
Nope, not right now.
So I'm going to go into the sun sign. Sun sign Sundays with a little bit of where the sun is now. And I'm going to freestyle until someone puts their hand up. And I want to talk about how we are in a very energetic time frame. At the time this call is starting, actually the sun sign in Cancer. The sun sign in Cancer starts June 21st approximately, and it goes from June 21st to approximately July 23rd. And it depends on the year. There's a wobble, wibble, wobble when it comes to the solar system and the action of the, thank you, when it comes to the action of this clock and configuring it. You know that we have 365 days in the course of a year, which is synonymous or synchronous with 360 degrees in a circle. When we look at it on average, some days we have a leap year, so when you do the average, it comes out to be 365.25 days. Okay? So, 365.25 days on average is a year. And this yearly tracking is based on the movement and path of the sun. You see, we are right now when the sun, the days are long right now in the sign of Cancer. You know, the solstice, June 21st, is the longest day of the year on June 21st. It signifies the solstice. Pat her on her back, not her chest, her back if she's choking. So, and it's so interesting to me how much information is revealed when one recognizes their connection to nature and how the sun moves through these 12 signs, or 12 disciples, if you will, or 12 stages, however you want to look at it. We see horoscopes in the newspaper as entertainment. When we go to church, before we step into a church, and you look up before you go into the entrance of the doorway, you see a big mandala or a circle. And if you count the compartments, some of them have less, some of them have more. And the ones that have less or more, they have an exact number, which is based on a certain equation of the sun. However, there are some of them that have 12 compartments that acknowledge the 12 signs of the zodiac. Some of them have 8 compartments, and they're giving respect to the 8 Aeneid, if you look at the Egyptian religion. Some of them have 2 divisions, and they're respecting a duality. I want to bring it back to Cancer, where the sun is now and where we're sitting, as a responsibility on my behalf and what I recognize and how we become one with this science that has been used since I cannot remember when we did not use this thing here, okay? And we can see it in our life. For example, Cancer is the sign of the home. First, let me back up and slow down. Cancer, when it comes to the body part, let me slow down a little bit more. Each sign Each sign of the zodiac is associated with a body part. Okay? Aries is the head and face. Taurus is the throat, neck, and ears. Gemini is the arms, hands, lungs, and nervous system. Cancer is the breast, the chest, the rib cage, the stomach. Leo is the heart, solar plexus, and the spine and upper back. Virgo is the intestines, big and large intestine, small intestine. Libra is the kidneys and the lower back and the urinary tract. Scorpio is the reproductive organs. Sagittarius is the thighs, hips, and the sciatic nerve. Capricorn is the knees, bones, and the skeletal structure. Aquarius is the calves, ankles, shins, and the lining of the body. And Pisces is the feet and the immune system. So that is a temple, long story short. That is a temple. Each one of us lives inside of a temple. And when it comes to cosmophysics, when it comes to the temple of each of us, when we align ourselves with these seasons, we are keeping the temple whole, or we're keeping the temple clean. The sun in Cancer has everything to do with the stomach. And around between June 21st and July 23rd, we have a lot of cookouts during this time. We have family reunions. You know, we see the mother. A characteristic of Cancer is the mother. And we can see an alignment of the actions that we partake in life, and then look at, what's going on in the heavens, mainly the sun. I want to say and let it be known right now that when they're giving anything that has to do with Jesus or Muhammad or any savior, they're talking about the sun. You know, the sun is the resurrector. The sun goes from death to life each day. When Christians say, give your life to Jesus, you know, accept Jesus in, that's saying of accept the sun. The sun is the one. It's been transliteralized. And I'm not going in here to disrespect anyone's religion. I should have said that first. Shemem Hetep. I come in peace. And I'm speaking in the direction and projecting in alignment with the Heavenly Father. And then I'm speaking the science that has been here, and that whether we would like to believe in it or we would not like to believe in it, or we know it or don't know it, this natural phenomena happens without fail in a correct, orderly fashion every single year. However many years you've been here on the planet, you've experienced that many springs. However many years you've been here on the planet, you've experienced that many summers. However many years you've been here on the planet, you've experienced that many falls. However many years you've been here on the planet, you've experienced that many winter solstices. And it is important to start dissecting our temple. You know, if you go into a church, let's say someone gave you a church. Just here, take that church. And the church is yours now, and you're responsible for it. You're going to want to know how many rooms it has, where to go, if there's certain parts of the church that need to be cleaned. You're going to want to go upstairs, downstairs, check the basement, things of this nature. So when it comes to the body, it's our responsibility, which is Capricorn, to know the temple or the church. It's a responsibility for us to know the parts of the brain: pineal gland, medulla oblongata, frontal cortex. It's important to know that the eyes see things upside down. When we start to study, and I'm telling you now, I am a student. I'm a child of God. And I study, and I'm still studying. So And I say all that to say that I don't know everything, or I know everything, and I'm working on putting all of it into perspective. So by no means, way, shape, or form am I claiming to be the one. However, I am one in alignment with the Heavenly Father to speak about the beauty of this thing here once you know.
Brother Marco, real quick.
Yes, I.
So
yes,
I'm not sure what Blog Talk Radio did, but I know I went in and checked the settings. The time is set for the correct time frame where I'm at. But
okay.
It stopped recording the show. But it's still going on, but no one can get on from the chat room because, you know, it does. It's saying that the show is actually over, so only the people who are on the call will be the ones who actually able to hear us right now. And it's saying it's not recorded,
okay.
So that's what I've been sitting over here trying to figure out.
Oh, well, that's
no
fine. Everything is peace
today. But keep dropping
those
jewels,
again?
Brother. I said, keep dropping those jewels.
But we're not recording right now.
Nope, it's not recording. But you do have someone.
And nobody else can come in?
Nope. They can't call
that
in or anything
beautiful.
Other than who we already have on here. So, exclusive.
Hang on, this is what I'm going to say. Technical difficulties. And that's peace.
We can reach
that means that the individual that means that the individual that's on the phone, the individual that's on the phone has the option to say what direction of the call they want me to go, cuz I'm on here now. So whoever is in queue, pull them in and ask them how they're enjoying the show, even if they have no question, if they have comment or something like that, because we're not recording no more. So I can just read a chart now and we can get the, huh?
Okay, hold on.
Said
let's
not.
See. Caller ending in 6764. You are online. Do you have any questions?
Yes, Hetep.
That's
up. This is Mama Zulu calling.
Honest, Mama. How
Mama
you doing?
Mama Zulu. I just listened to some Zulu chanting before I got on the phone. Respect.
That's why I'm here.
Yes, I, Mama.
Yes.
Would you like to
my
Brother
battery,
Marco to do a chart for
my
you?
My battery is very low. I'm visiting with my 91-year young mother, and I didn't bring my charger. My battery is running low, but I'd like to say, brother, that you're moving in the right direction in reference to making observation to the relationship to the different planets and the vibrational energy that they bring, because we, as a people, we need to have more knowledge of that. So just continue to go in the direction that you're going in.
So you'd like me just to continually go in with that and just keep talking?
Exactly.
Thank you, Sister Mother. Thank you. All right, well, you listen in until your battery, we're going to get it in. I'm going to speak and project into the four corners, and I request that they send the energy back to me at this point now, and that this is still a spark and a start to let it be known to the four corners that it's a projecting inward to experience that which is. And I was speaking in the alignment. Let me take a look at my notes because it's a responsibility. Right now it's 9:40. So 9:40, we're approaching from my eye worship. I like that. So from my eye worship at 9:50, we're going to enter the Aquarius nation on the rising sign. So we have approximately 10 minutes before we reach Aquarius. Capricorn's no more, and we're getting ready to cross over the father degree. And not the father degree, excuse me. We're getting ready to cross over the exalted degree of Mars. I'm not going to call the name at this point. I'm going to take action and speak about the fire that the Heavenly Father emits when speaking firmly, responsibly, with control, with firmness, with standing on one square is Capricorn. And this is my direction and projection into the galaxy from my point of view, vibrating and touching everyone within eternity to wake up and recognize the responsibility that we have to align ourselves with the universe, with animals, to recognize a feather on the floor, pick it up, put it in your hair, and recognize your intelligence as a bird eye view. Just to do that. It's similar to an affirmation that you would pull up on YouTube. This does wonders for you. It's excellent to get in touch with the earth as Capricorn. It's a responsibility for you to take your shoes off as a responsibility, for you to let the ground feel your feet. The feet is Pisces, and Pisces has to do with the spirit. And when you put your feet on the ground and you touch the earth, you give respects to the mother. Turn that off. You can turn it off for a moment. Just bear with me. I need the electronic off. Thank you. So when you touch your ground on the feet, when you touch your feet on the ground, you're giving respects to the Heavenly Mother. You're allowing her energy to come up through you as an electrically charged being. She has us. She has us covered. And the more that you do that and listen, and I might be speeding a little bit. Let me slow down. Peace and love. You know, because the momentum, from my point of view, is after the solstice. Even though I'm in the summer, oh, I would like to share so much. Even though we're in the summer, the sign that's rising, let me talk about it. Whatever time that it is, wherever you are, there's a certain zodiac sign that's rising in the east. That sign that's rising in the east is the moment, is your present or the present moment from your point of view. The present moment is a combination of the future and the past. So it's important for us to stay on the present moment. So for the rest of my eternal lives, I will take action on projecting in alignment with that which is already mathematically encoded. And the more that I do that, I'll stay on a wave and be able to ride with any ancestor that has ever been here or in this galaxy. And I said earlier, I extend it to the four galaxies that are in the four corners of this galaxy. And I keep going, you know? So, and it's not me that's going here. This is an energy borrowed. I'm thankful to the four corners. I'm thankful. So, and this is what I'm doing. Let me time check here. I'm about to go into Aquarius here in a minute, but I just wanted to let it be known that there's a fire right now from my point of view. I'm sparking it so everyone can see the pyramids from across the Mediterranean Sea. To get in love and fall in love with, you know, your constitution, your temple, you know, if you're a Virgo, then let me speak in alignment. If you're a Capricorn, okay? If you're a Capricorn, find out what that you found out now. Now you know. Capricorn is the knees, the bones, the skeletal structure. So look at some foods that are associated with the bones and what will strengthen your bones. Look in nature. Look at herbs. Don't just go to the store and say and let Dr. Bob give you a pill and say, okay, yes, Dr. Bob, I'm going to take this for my bones without looking at any of the ingredients to look at it for yourself. The whole thing of the doctor thing is a laziness based on ourselves. That's what the Father say, you know, a laziness. You know, it's a responsibility. It's a discipline. I'm too tired. I don't feel like looking up and seeing. That's not what it's about. It's about being responsible. And again, I want to say that I'm working on myself as well. And I would like to share with my family members, brothers and sisters, regardless of the fact of whom or what, so that we can share and generate an energy in addition, quantumly, I see that we are chasing and racing for this FDR. You know, it's interesting that I said FDR, I meant FRD, FRN, Federal Reserve Note. You know, and that, the other day I came to the realization that that's not really money. Capricorn is business first. And when it comes to business, it has to do with your work and how much money you make when you're doing the business in your work, which is the reason why I'm talking about FRNs, because it's in alignment with what I'm saying, Capricorn, from my point of view. So I recognize that finances and resources have everything to do with me or us sharing with each other. And then, you know, oh, that's what that is? You're like, oh, wow, that's what that means. That is perfect. Let me grow and let me branch up with that type of information. That right there is money. You just gave me a piece of money, or we just exchanged a resource. You electrically charged me. You, wow. You know, and that's what we need to do. That's what we're going to be. It's already happening. I'm so thankful that everything is in alignment with the galaxy. You know, the four galaxies in the four corners from this galaxy. You know, so
what time is it?
I must stay on time is what the Heavenly Father is saying to me. So I'm going to stay on time. I'm still in Capricorn. Capricorn, the third deacon of Capricorn. I'm not recording, so I'm going to use a little bit of my science math. They're not mine. I'm the science that I share and blend with. The third deacon of Capricorn. The first deacon of Capricorn is Capricorn. Capricorn, the next earth sign after Capricorn is Capricorn Taurus. And the third deacon of Capricorn is Capricorn Virgo. So I use work. So use your work. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying nothing. I'm in alignment, sending the message to use work. Use analysis, because work is Virgo, and Virgo has to do with the intestines and the digestion of food. When it comes to September, I just got to chill. When it comes to September, we pick the corn. We pick the food out of the ground from the sun, charging it all summer long for 3 months. Then we harvest, and we pick that. That's a natural phenomenon. And it happens to be associated with the intestines. And corn is something that we eat that washes the intestines. And apples that we pick washes and flushes the intestines. Wheat and grain that we eat, it gives nourishment to the body, you see. And so when we're dealing with Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus, dealing with the earth signs. So I'm sharing with that. I'm sharing that in alignment at the same time from my point of view what Capricorn is. And I again want to say before Capricorn extends that the sun sign, when it comes to sun sign astrology, when the sun is in Capricorn, then the sun is, it goes from life to death. That's the resurrection. That's Osiris. And if you pay attention and listen to these shows, I'm going to share with y'all about how Pluto is in the sign of Capricorn, and there's something that is going down that we can align ourselves to regardless. You don't have to buy nothing. You don't have to sell nothing that you have. You can do everything that you need to do. All you got to do is tune into this show here and listen to what I'm sharing to you, how you can align your temple to the alignment of wherever you are in the galaxy and the four galaxies that are in the four compartments. The four sections, south, west, and north, you can see these galaxies manifest in spirals, you know, and you can send the energy and project the energy out and request and demand and command the energy to come back to you. Okay, now we're in Aquarius Nation. I set my alarm so I would know. That's beautiful. So now we're stepping into the Aquarius Nation, which is the electrical vibration or the air current of knowledge itself. You can't call in. It's all over because we had some technical difficulties, so there's only one. And it's interesting that the one that's on the phone is an ancestor in spirit, but she is comes from representing the Zulu. What did we listen to before the show? Zulu chant. You see what I'm saying? We were Zulu chanting, so it's all perfect. Respect to you, Mama, again. Yeah, there's a technical difficulty with the blog talk. We're going to be back sun signing next week. And pardon me for the energy, but everything happened in alignment. Everything is perfect. You know, I learned to fall in love with my difficulties, and that the difficulties are not difficulties. I call them more a lesson, you know. I call my difficulties lessons because they're not really mine, and I give them back to my mother. She recycles them. This is how we sustain ourselves. This is how we have eternal life. You know, paying attention to the temple. It's gotten so out of line that they want us to go to these buildings and, oh, you're a sinner, you're this, you're that, you got to go to this building, you got to go to this building to see. When you're sitting, the spirit, inside the body, a temple that manifests before it was created and after it's created and in the present moment. Then again, I'm going to share that the present moment is a combination of the past and the future, okay? And Aquarius is the sign of the future. And when we're looking at this science, it's a way for us to project ourselves into the future, to see ourselves in the future. You see what I'm saying? Not for no hocus pocus, but for the fact that what do we do? What is Aquarius Nation? Aquarius Nation. Aquarius is intuition. The Aquarius Nation is the knowing. You know, it's so interesting to me how the sign of Aquarius is naturally, you know, before and after his perspective. But going from Aries to Pisces, we find Aquarius before Pisces. And Aquarius is knowing, and then Pisces is believing. And then when we go backwards, it's not really backwards, it's an involution evolution. Let me slow down, I'm going too fast. Pardon me, sisters. And I want to give respects to the Zulu Nation and all the ancestors in the Zulu Nation to the east. Respect to all the Zulu Nation ancestors in the south. Respect to all the Zulu Nation ancestors in the west. Respect to all the Zulu Nation ancestors in the south, in the north. You know, it's a responsibility. I'm working with it. I get excited. I'm. Thankful. I'm thankful. Bear with me. Respect the Aquarius Nation. Aquarius is the sign right after Capricorn. Capricorn is the winter solstice, and the next month is Aquarius. This is symbolic of waters. I want to clear something up. Most people think Aquarius is a water sign. Aquarius is not a water sign. Aquarius appears to be a water sign because it has waves. In the symbol, it has waves. Those waves that you see are not water waves. They're current waves, electrical waves. It's the symbol that you see when you plug your phone up. Excuse me?
The name Aquarius automatically, you know, you think about aquamarine, et cetera. Agua,
yeah.
Spanish for the term water, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a lot of people think. Ouch, I used to think that for a while too.
And you're not wrong in your thinking. I mean, you never, Brother Asaru, you know, I don't even mean to use that word in alignment with you, so I'm going to retract destroy
God.
That, and I'm going to say to you that you're 100% correct in that Aquarius, at the same time I say it's not water, it is water. So pardon me, and I am telling the truth, and one must look in it as for what it is, in that it is a duality. It's a reality on both sides of the fence. Aquarius is not water, and at the same time, it is water. And I'm going to use the Bible as a reference
right.
point. It says, let the firmament be the waters, and let the water, it says, let the waters be the waters, and let the that which is in the firmament be the water. So when you look up in the sky, like right now, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go outside right now. Peace and respect to all my openings. Enter. And when you look up in the sky and you see the darkness, and you see that, that's similar to a sea. But there's a current with that.
It's still, we still got some sunshine over here, God.
Well, that's fine. When the sun sets, you're going to see. You're going to be able to see that when you look up in the sky, it's similar to looking in an ocean. You know, when you look into the sky, you look into it and it never ends. You don't, your eyes don't fixate on a point. If you look there so long, you might see the mana, the prana, and you might see the Zulu nation. You know, for the sake of those that's listening in. However, you know, that's where I'm at. And there's many dynamices. I'm not sure if that's a word, but it created. Let's go. Dynamices. You know, which means many dynamics within a dynamic. It's dynamic to me that Aquarius is not a water sign. Or I'm going to say that it's a water sign, but we attribute it to electrical current, in that the electrical current is also a water, and it shares and it distributes a current. After Aquarius is Pisces. I got to slow down. Shem and Metep. Wow. I'm thankful that there's only one. And this actually is happening exactly how it's supposed to happen, and I'm thankful for it. I'm so thankful for it because it's still working on me. It shows that I still need to work on my ego. That's what it shows.
I think her battery went down, God. But it's no longer recording anyhow.
We're gonna be done with it.
I went in and scheduled it for next week on the 12th, okay. Same time. And it should definitely be longer.
Next week is the 12th?
I know what happened, man. Yep.
Yo, next week is the 12th?
Yep.
Next Sunday's the 12th? That's why it didn't happen today, God.
Why?
That's why. Because I'm a 12er. I'm a 12. I do 12. I do 12 times.
Well, you know how to log in and everything. I'll be on the listening side. You call into the host line next week. And I'll call into the main line, and that way you'll have complete control. But pretty much, you got an idea how it works. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now I went,
and that was our test call. Look, and we said we was gonna do a test call run. We said we was gonna do a test call run. Yeah. We didn't do it, and this was the everything is happening. Everything is perfect, God. So know that. And I feel like I didn't even start. That's how I feel. Because I generated energy for this event, and I'm ready to go. I got like 4 hours. Now I'm going to have to go for a walk or something.
Well, you got enough to bring over. Now, on the instrumentals, if you look down towards the bottom, refresh your browser in the studio real quick.
Okay,
we'll be able to do this now.
We got to go for a walk. Yo, you got to take them socks off and step in the grass, family. I put a lot of energy in the grass, man. A lot of healing.
You were talking about it, I went outside, took my shoes off.
You can
off,
go into my grass, man. I want you to, man. I got a lot of energy here, man. Use this stuff, man. I'm giving you this energy.
Are you a private
computer? Energy. Let me go in front of my computer. Yes, sir. Yes, that's the responsibility.
Do you see the studio? Refresh your screen real quick.
Let me refresh my screen real quick, Mom. Okay, let me see. Let me refresh my screen. This is the switchboard in which you will be working when I'm doing my show and I'm running around like an ancestor. Okay? These
now,
are the people are going to be calling over here. Okay.
If you notice on the right-hand side where all the music is, instrumentals, are they showing the volume lower than the rest of them?
Most of them are up. Some of them are down, but
okay. Now, if you go down to the very bottom, it should say Doctor. It should say Delbert Blair, Mother of the Universe, right?
Hang on.
For the last song.
No, it says superhero.
Superhero. Did you refresh your browser?
Delbert Blair. No, it's alphabetical order. I see Delbert Blair, Mother of the Universe.
Okay. All right, now all the ones that say instrumental, they should be on the, let me see, I'm starting from the very left of that little area with the little lines. Let me see, so 1, 2, 3, 4. That little bar should be on number 4 for all the ones that say instrumental, and those can play in the background while you speak like I've been doing tonight.
When I'm speaking, I want to do an instrumental. I'm sharing this with my wife because she's with me, you know what I mean?
Right, that's
she's
going to
be helping. She's going to be helping me with it, so I'm sharing her with this. You know what I mean? A little bit.
You sharing this with her?
Well, I'm sharing the switchboard. What you're saying, like you're on No, you're on speaker right now, and she's right. listening. So she can. Yeah.
All right. So you should see where all the instrumentals, if they're not this way, when you log in, make sure you put the ones that say instrumental on the fourth one. Y'all like my music? That's actually my music right there.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I made
Joe
Kelly.
That's
the music
that's
guy,
the
man.
One. Yo, that's the one I'm going to play because it says don't know much about history.
Yeah, man.
All right, now turn it down. Turn it down. It should be on the fourth one, all the ones that say instrumental. The music that's going to play should already be at the volume. It's supposed to be on.
The one called
the waiter? Yo, Asaru.
Yeah.
Yo, you know, I know I'm thankful that you're ready for this, brother. I remember when you and Josh said I had about 2 more years until you got see me. I see me like, I was like 4 years ago. Remember that?
What we said what?
When you and Josh said that I was going to be doing my thing in like 2 years. Y'all projected 2 years.
Oh, yeah, yep. I remember.
You remember that, right?
But you were doing it 2 years ago. You were doing it in 2012.
No, this is something different, man. This is something different. Like, this is an extension of cosmophysics, and I've been given the grant, and you're with me with this, man.
Always will be, God.
I want you to know, like, it's going in. We're going in.
Of course.
Nah, I'm serious,
already waiting for
brother.
You
I'm
told me that when you read my chart.
With you. I'm ready.
You told me
I
that when
know
you
you're
read
ready.
My chart.
I'm thankful that you're ready to go, man, with this, man. We're going to dot your I's and your T's. We're not even going to really be tripping off paperwork. I'm going to show you. Yo, I got this new... We need to set this, and another thing we need to do before next week, we need to set our contract. There's some things I got to share with you. I want to share with you some
not,
of these
not
tools.
On this. Not on Blog Talk Radio.
No. Good, I'm just saying we got to, this week, I know, I got you. This week, we're going to schedule something that we talk about business first. Because when we started this show, we were in the middle, where from where I was in the middle of business. And you and I was.
Is she hitting play? Is she hitting play?
Oh, you're hitting play, man. Don't do that because you got to keep him down. Yeah,
nah,
she's
fine. She's fine. At least she's learning it. I can see it from over here, so that's good.
I know she's trying. Wait a minute. You're trying to hit on my. Wait a minute. You're trying to hit on my wife from way over there, guy? You see what I'm saying? That's a responsibility. Man,
yo,
we gonna be close
right
together
over
soon,
here.
Man. Huh?
Yeah, certainly. I said my
nah,
emphasis is right
I
over here.
You,
she
I need
the,
you
she got the baby
there. Well, we need to create our camp closer together. You know, whatever
right.
you got, we need to bond camp. You know.
Let's do it, God. We got.
Yeah, we're doing it now.
I'll talk to
check it out.
Okay, keep it low, man. Keep it low. Turn it to the 4-bar. Like, you know the 4-bar?
No, that's not the instrumental. Yeah. That's not the instrumental.
It's
got to
be the instrumental.
So those are supposed to play.
When I'm talking, you're going to play it at the 4 volume, and it's going to be instrumental. Scroll down. Scroll. Oh, yes, that's an instrumental. Play that. You can play that for a minute. Instrumental, Welcome to America. Yes, play. This is the play button. That's that 4, play button.
I actually did that beat for a guy. I did that track right there for a guy who's from Togo, West Africa. And it was called Welcome to Africa. But then I did my version. And it's called Welcome to America.
That's why the universe hooked me up with you, man.
For one, you belong to the Heavenly Mother. You belong. You know that.
Yep.
You're a child of the Heavenly Mother. You know that.
Of course.
Okay. Well.
Hey, check out this one real quick. Tell me what you think. Tell her I'm gonna hit play on another one. Tell me what you think, real quick.
Hang on, he's gonna hit play on one. Man, we gonna get it in.
I got it. I got it over here.
But I'm gonna be able to rap. I'm gonna spend so much energy. All right, generate all this energy.
Welcome to the universe. You are the mother of the universe.
Most ancient African or Kemetic women did not menstruate. Not Belthus, not Hypatia, not any of the so-called queens of Africa seemingly did once they began to have knowledge of self. The Oracle of the Delphi, according to the Greeks, were a group of women who pontificated and led Greece through its heyday. It was not led by the warrior men. They did the fighting. The thinking was done by the oracles, and many of the oracles were females.
Don't
you? So, hey, young star, mother of the universe, you are
for them.
Hey, young star, mother of the universe.
Yo, so next week, man, make sure y'all play that joint right there. That's Deborah Blair, mother of the universe, right there.
Yo, I'm playing all your stuff. So you better start making some CDs. So when people start asking me, yo, where can I get some? Yo, every time I talk, I'm doing instrumentals. Because
right.
I'm
trying to upload some more right now. I got like 1,000.
Stop trying more. Stop trying more. Take action more.
No, I am uploading instrumentals right now.
You the one that yaffed me on and we quantum leap. So don't speak to me unless you quantum leap. Yeah, for B.
Already done lead, bro. Already.
Yo, that's a t-shirt. Yo, that's a t-shirt. Don't speak to me unless you quantum lead. Yeah, for B.
Right.
Astro, okay, love you. I walk with B.
Let me go into some of my music files real quick.
Mi madre y mi padre. Daddy, what's up? Huh?
I think I got one.
Oh, I generated all this energy, man. I want to talk to OTS Yanni.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't do that one.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Asaru. Oh, he can hear me.
Yo.
Nah, don't hang up. Don't hang
Yo.
Up.
Yo. What up?
Yeah, I thought maybe everything's good. I thought maybe, you're lying to, oh, because he's the host. He's the host. We have the option to mute me or X me.
Yeah, it won't. When I hang up, then the call is done. Whenever the host hang up, the call is done.
Okay.
All right, Asaro. You know how to get t-shirts going, brother?
Yep. I sure does. Hold on real quick. I'm uploading another instrumental. And